Good morning, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. It is a lovely Wednesday morning here, May 8th, about 80 degrees outside, but getting hot. Things are definitely heating up in the Old Pueblo, both in the local restaurant and bar scene and the temperature, quite frankly. But we are in the last couple weeks of season over here. All season long, I've been kind of telling you about these last couple weeks coming up over here, right? Graduation and Mother's Day, this year lining up on the exact same weekend. I've often written letters to the U of A president, Robbie Robbins, said, please don't do that. Can you separate those and make them into two distinct and equally awesome weekends instead of one giant catastrophic all at the exact same time weekend? And of course, that answer is no. So this weekend, it's going to be happening. You are going to see Tucson at probably one of the most peak parts of the entire year going on. Restaurants and bars pretty much starting this evening and through the entire weekend are going to be at or near max capacity. Later on in our show, we're going to bring in Shane Reiser, the famous Tucson foodie. He's going to give us his top five restaurant picks for Mother's Day. I'm going to go over some of those myself as well, too. But before then, I've got a few items in food for thought for you listeners today. First and foremost, some of the biggest news in Tucson happened on Monday. You got to hear it yesterday with Ted Maxwell bringing in the hosts of the Arizona Bowl, which is now going to be known as the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, sponsored by Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Now, this is a pretty interesting turn of events. To begin with, the Barstool Arizona Bowl drew a lot of ire from many for the branding of Barstool, in spite of its large market penetration and recognition from the youth. There were a lot of people that said Barstool was misogynistic and in some way, shape, or form not reflecting the values of Pima County. Pima County, in fact, decided not to give the $35,000 that they had allocated to the Arizona Bowl to them. I don't think they gave it in previous years, quite frankly, but because of that Barstool sports sponsorship. So will Pima County get behind this one? A very interesting question, right? Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre bring a lot of interest, and I think that this is something we should absolutely support. Now, what is Gin and Juice, you might ask? It's not just a song or a particular combination of beverages, but it is now a brand new canned beverage in a segment known as RTD. What is RTD, you might ask? That is ready to drink. And so this is a segment that was started with the White Claws and the High Noons of the world, these seltzers. Between you and me, I think this was probably started in the 1990s with Zima, but seltzers have been a really in category over the last couple of years. And Gin and Juice is now a ready-to-drink gin and juice premixed product. There's, I believe, five different flavors, and they're going to be the primary bowl sponsor here. This is the first time we've ever had an alcohol brand ever sponsor an NCAA bowl game. Now, I'm going out to support this. We and my restaurant group over here, we're going to bring in Gin and Juice because if they're supporting Southern Arizona, we're going to support them as well, too. So, like, expect to see that in our local restaurants, and I'm hoping some other local restaurants will pick this one up as well. But I am going to express a little bit of concern about that RTD category. As somebody that's in the alcohol sales business, I hear from a number of liquor reps that the increasing creep of RTD beverages has created a glut of these. Every single brand out there has their own seltzer, right? There's a Bacardi product over here, a Smirnoff product over there. All the ones you've heard of and I've mentioned before, there are so many that there are stories right now from some of the liquor reps of entire truckloads of RTD products being crushed because they didn't sell before their expiration date. These things are fizzy. It's a seltzer. It's got a shelf life. And if I'm hearing a product literally getting poured down the drain, it makes me worry about the RTD sector in the long term. Is this a sponsorship? Forget Snoop and Dre for a second, but the product. Is this a sponsorship that's going to last 3 or 4 years and something we can wrap our hands around here in Southern Arizona? A question left to be answered for sure. But that being said, If you're listening, if you're a restaurateur, get out there and ask your reps. This happens to be a Southern Wine and Spirits product. See if you can bring this one in. We've definitely got to support those who support us in Southern Arizona. Now, as we said before, Mother's Day is coming up over here. I've got some great restaurant picks for you coming up after the break. But before then, I've got a couple tips for those scrambling over Mother's Day weekend to find themselves a table. And how are you going to put this together in restaurants that are packed to the gills? First and foremost, Mother's Day is mostly about brunch. The dinner shifts happen to be not quite as busy as the brunch shifts. And so if you're having trouble right now getting that 10:30 or 11:30 reservation, the 1 p.m. reservation after the church, think about dinner. I assure you that you will be able to find tables for dinner in a number of awesome Tucson local restaurants. Now, there's a couple awesome ones that might have made my list or made Shane's list today. They're actually closed on Sunday. So the Hallowed Vivace, for example, that has won a couple of our tests over here. You'd think that Jump in Tucson was an advertisement for Vivace, perhaps. But he is closed on Sundays and continues to close on Mother's Day. Many years I've sat down and talked to Dan Scordato and said, man, Dan, like, you're kind of missing out here. This is Mother's Day. Why aren't you open up? And he said, Grant, I've been in this business for 40 years, right? I get Sundays off, like that is my day. And so he has stuck to that. And instead of opening up, you know, for or closing on a Monday and staying open on Mother's Day Sunday, he has closed Kingfisher as well too, another great local restaurant. Also closed on Sundays, staying closed for Mother's Day. So take a look out for those ones because they're not going to be available. But beyond that, like, you've got to think about party sizes. If you're going into a busy restaurant and you're looking for a table, you got to look out when you're a five top. Why is that? Well, because tables are squares, right? They're not a parallelogram or a rhombus. It's a four-sided device over here. And as such, when you bring that fifth or that ninth person to the party, you're adding a second or perhaps a third table. And finally, my advice before the break is look for places that don't take reservations. They will actually be able to turn the tables a little bit quicker and get you in and out for that Mother's Day brunch. So coming up after the break, we're going to talk about some of my top picks for restaurants for Mother's Day in Tucson. We're going to bring in Shane Reiser from Tucson Foodie. He's going to bring in his top five picks. You are listening to Grant Kruger on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Jump in Tucson, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Jump in Tucson with your host, Grant Kruger, live on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We are super excited to be here this morning and talking local restaurants with U of A's graduation and Mother's Day coming up. Yesterday, I happened to have a fantastic meal at a locally owned restaurant that's only got a few months under its belt, and that is Charo Chico. It happens to be property of the Flores family, Flores Concepts, or as they now are branding themselves, C. Charo Concepts. And sometimes I think that Ray Flores and El Charo don't actually get enough credit, quite frankly, for all that they contribute to the community. I know that they've opened and closed a number of restaurants over the town, but to have survived for literally 100 years in the restaurant business, I'm not talking 5 or 10 years, but a century out there is actually something quite commendable. And the Charo Chico concept was a neat little thing. The food was fast, hot, delicious, great. They're in the same shopping center as Guinea's Cafe, another great locally owned restaurant over there. So do check them out over on Campbell Avenue. I think that's a great little concept over here. As I was looking at Tucson Foodie's page before he comes up next segment, I saw that lamentably a concept closed at 4280 North Arrowcole called Just Churros. Now, this one bothered me a little bit, not just because of the loss of a local restaurant, but sometimes the operators have to think about what you're naming or calling this restaurant. This happened to be a food truck that had moved into their first brick and mortar concept, and it didn't even last quite a year. Now, it would be pretty tough to think that you could support a brick and mortar restaurant on, quite frankly, the aforementioned Just Churros, right? Is there enough business in churros to literally pay for a location on Oracle Road? And it turned out that the market spoke and there wasn't. And it kind of breaks my heart because as you hear about the 80% failure rate that happens in restaurants in that first 5 years, to see locals that have finally moved up from the bottom from a food truck and work their way up and not make it is truly a sad thing. And I know they're moving back to the food truck operation over here, and I wish them tremendous success. But certainly it causes great pause when you give a name like Just Churros, because you pigeonholed yourself to being, quite frankly, only that. If you added an additional menu item, it would be contrary to the brand of Just Churros. And so that one worries me a little bit. On a feel-good story, we happen to have a program in our restaurants at Union Hospitality Group called Plaza Perks. And I have a basically a 10% bonus that you earn in points for spending restaurants at Union and Reforma and Proof. And very recently, I had a regular customer who will go unnamed, but he comes in every single day for brunch, right? This is a great, great regular, some of the best in the biz out there. And so as such, this gentleman had accumulated thousands of dollars in Plaza Perk points. And he came to me this week and said, Grant, can you find a way to donate my Plaza Perks points and do like an awesome meal for the youth of the community in some capacity? And I was like, sir, with pleasure. That is music to my ears. I love hearing Tucsonans give back and think about ways where this gentleman could have come in and had bottles of fine wine for free or meals for next to no cost for the next month with as many points as he had. And instead, he chose to donate it to us. And we gave it just recently to the JTED. And so next Friday, the 17th, right after, of course, graduation and Mother's Day craziness, we're doing a big dinner for the JTED and bringing in a number of students on their culinary program, where this regular customer is actually paid to feed them all. And myself and my chef are teaching some classes to JTED. We're both going to host them at the restaurant. And I'm going to go down there and speak to them as well, too. It's an amazing, amazing product that they're doing down there in JTED, something that doesn't get enough credit locally. And so it's really neat to see a regular customer give back and to see our chefs and team be able to participate with that one as well, too. So I was super psyched to see that one. Really excited for the future to work with JTED, both at the end of this semester and at the tail end of next year, and help craft some of the young culinary minds of Tucson into the next formidable chefs, into the next restaurants that could potentially pop up on our list over here. So moving to that, I'm going to start to talk about some of my favorite restaurants that I think would be great choices for you for Mother's Day. If you disagree, you got any comments, feel free to call in at 790-2040 is our call in line. That is 520-790-2040. But we're going to talk about some of my favorite places to go that I think would be great for you on Mother's Day. I'm going to try not to overlap with Shane Reiser's list. I do not know what he's going to say after the break when we come back with Shane. So there could potentially be a little overlap, but I'm going to try to avoid Shane-like restaurants, Tucson foodie-like restaurants that he would pick. First and foremost, I've mentioned this one before. It is Tandem American Eatery. You may not have heard of it. Opened up in the last year at 8864 East Tanga Verde on the east side. Happened to be opened by a couple who used to work for us at Union Public House. This is Patrick and Ayana Malarchek, right? He was our executive chef, and she was really the director of operations. This was kind of my number one and number two crew that have gone off to open their own restaurants. They started with the Outside Inn in Sierra Vista, where Patrick is from, and had some wonderful success over there as well, too. They opened up Tandem in Sierra Vista, which was inside of a hotel that sold. And when that sold during the COVID period, they moved back to Tucson and opened up their first restaurant here in the 520. Patrick is not just a fantastic individual, but a great chef as well, too. I would highly recommend you go out and check out Tandem American Eatery, 8864 East Tanga Verde. That is tandemaz.com. A very fine restaurant, very fine individuals. I think that you would be incredibly impressed with the culinary prowess of Chef Patrick Malarchek, and definitely something that you guys should go check out over here. Number four on my list over here is something out of the Flores Concepts that kind of goes unappreciated, quite frankly. One that I don't think has gotten as much business, quite frankly, as it deserves. And that's Charo Vida, located at 7109 North Oracle Road. Chirovita started as the sort of healthier, vegan, vegetarian concept of the Flores restaurant concepts. But it also has meat products as well, too. And I actually think it's a great meal. Chirovita is a beautiful restaurant, right? Located in the Casas Adobes Shopping Center, right? This absolutely beautiful construction. It's where you find Wildflower Restaurant and the Whole Foods, like adjacent to that Whole Foods product right over there. You could get some gelato at Frost afterwards. I feel like taking mom out to Chirovita would be an absolutely great way for you to spend Sunday, Mother's Day. You get some healthy, lighter Mexican fare. You certainly don't have to be vegan or vegetarian to enjoy this one. It's got a great patio. You could walk around an amazing shopping center where there are other famous, well-known restaurants, a lot of concepts over there. There's a Whole Foods if you want to take mom to do some shopping. But ultimately, Chirovita is kind of one of the underrated gems, I think, that the Charo restaurants, as Christy Simone would call the Charoverse, you know, bring to the table over here. And so that is going to be number four on my list. Number three is Augustine Kitchen, located at 100 South Avenida del Convento. This is an absolutely beautiful restaurant located in the Mercado San Agustin, the very tail end of the modern streetcar, which can take you to that one. So it could be a really neat opportunity for you to jump on that streetcar, take mom for a ride through not just campus, but through 4th Avenue, through downtown, terminating in really a gem of a property where there happens to be a number of other great locally owned food and beverage concepts as well, too. So I think that that's really an excellent opportunity for you to both see the streetcar, see Tucson, have a great stop in a fantastic restaurant, also open for Mother's Day, and certainly something that deserves to be on your list. And downtown restaurants, I think as well, too, that has never been mentioned by Shane, and my number two is going to be Nook. Downtown, located at 1 East Congress, right? What better address could you have than 1, right? This is a really neat breakfast concept. Been around for a number of years. It's kind of hidden because of the way the patio is encapsulated by large buildings here. They're open only in the mornings. They're open 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Mother's Day. So this isn't one that you can do my dinner time advice over here. This is a brunch-specific restaurant. So you've got to be cautious with that one. Don't take my advice and try to go to Nook at 6 p.m. But do take my advice to check out this one downtown. They've been players for a long time, pre-COVID, and bringing a really nice product to downtown, quite frankly. This is one that is a real winner. And on my number one list for restaurants to take your mom to Mother's Day here in Tucson, Arizona, is going to be the locally owned Wild Garlic Grill, right? Chef Steven Schultz. Now, Steven's owned a number of restaurants here in town, right? He cut his chops over at the Plaza Palomino with a pair of really great restaurants over there. And then when he moved out of those restaurants, he went to a kind of a rough and tumble location over on First Avenue and operated Wild Garlic Grill, sort of in a lower rent, like, you know, volume, like, of product, but low price because I don't have to pay rent type thing, and really knocked it out of the park. I mean, the bang for the buck on Wild Garlic Grill was phenomenal, and it was amazing to me to see all the Foothills lights make their way down First Avenue, and here you've got this part of the 85705, and it's the Foothills Lexuses and BMWs and Mercedes up front. Well, over the last 5 years, he'd had his own location at 2870 East Skyline Drive, a very, very beautiful spot, right, in Plaza Colonial, located right where Tavolino is as well, too. It's got big, beautiful plate presentations. Steve's a fantastic chef, and I've been really proud to see his success over the years as he both rebuilt himself on that location in First Avenue and sort of worked his way back up the food chain and into the Foothills area. This is a swanky, really nice restaurant. This could be one that you could do dinner for mom as well, too, looking to potentially avoid that brunch rush. And so those are my top five picks for you over here. Grant Kruger's Calls. Again, I'm not picking anything, of course, out of our own restaurant group. That would be quite self-serving. And we're not going to do that over here on Jump In Tucson. But when we do come back, we're going to bring in the local expert, Shane Reiser, the Tucson foodie from TucsonFoodie.com. He's going to bring up his unbiased top five restaurants for you to enjoy Mother's Day with your mom here in Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Grant Kruger on Jump In Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Don't go anywhere. Shane Reiser from Tucson Foodie coming up after the break. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Jump In Tucson and 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I am your host, Grant Kruger. And today we've got special guest Shane Reiser on the line. Tucson Foodie, good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Grant.
Very excited to have you on today. I know you've got to be incredibly busy with graduation and Mother's Day coming up, all kinds of hot food news here in Tucson.
So much.
I can imagine.
So much going on. So many new places opening. Yeah.
You got any hot tips for our listeners out there? What's a new place we should check out?
Well, I've been to the new Miss Saigon down there on Broadway downtown. Have you been to that new place yet? Have you seen the inside of the new Miss Saigon yet?
I have seen the inside. It is incredibly beautiful. I'm really proud of the Ma family for growing into a space of both that size and provenance. I think it's going to be a really exciting addition to downtown.
Already is. It's beautiful. It's packed every time I go in. They don't take reservations, so you just walk in, but I always get a table. It's just so beautiful in there. And if I could recommend something, it's the fried tofu cubes, and then order the orange curry sauce and just dump it all over that.
That sounds amazing. So that's a great recommendation over there. The new Miss Saigon just opened up for the Ma family in downtown at the bottom of the TEP building on Broadway.
That's right. Yeah, in the old Mion space. And then there's Chela's.
Yes, they just...
sort of a upscale Mexican spot, also downtown right there in Congress. Downtown's kind of... I feel like downtown's being lifted up by both of these new openings because they're both beautiful in terms of their interior space.
No, without a doubt. But this time of year is a tough time to open up in the restaurant business, right? You've got a couple good weeks right now with U of A's graduation. Next week there's high school graduation. But after that, Shane, it gets a little warmer and a little quieter around town as well, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a strategic decision to open right before summer so that they can learn and refine that menu and just be really strong for fall. But I hope that was true because you're right. It's a tough period for local restaurants.
I don't know, Shane, that we ever really get the choice to pick when our restaurant opening is because there's just so many complex systems, right? And there's so much trade stacking that they're all dependent on each other. Every time I've personally tried to open every one of my restaurants in, say, September, probably one of the other slow months of the year. And the ideal would be that, well, we'll get slow September out of the way, get 6 weeks out under our belt or so before October, you know, the mid-October and the busy season rolls around. And every time we went behind schedule, over budget, and opened up right in the middle of season in December and got our butts kicked from day one. Not recommended plan out there for everyone, but I truly didn't get a choice. And I imagine the other local operators didn't as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. Go support local restaurants because it's so hard.
I love it.
Restaurant.
You are preaching to the choir, my friend. That is a music to my ears and a message I like to hear. So speaking of local restaurants, I was checking out TucsonFoodie.com, your website, and you had a great list of Mother's Day restaurants. And I had asked you to maybe come on the show today. You're a repeat guest here to Jump In Tucson. Thank you very much for coming back a second time. And I'd ask you to maybe put together your top five picks for Mother's Day. I threw a few out there before the break, hoping to not overlap with you in some capacity, but I truly don't know what your top five picks might be for Mother's Day, but I'd love to hear.
Yeah, I was listening to the show. I caught the last three, and there's no overlap on those three. So hopefully there's no other overlap at all. You want me to power through these?
Yeah, let's go through it.
Okay, and I just want everyone to know that I just thought about where I would take my mom, which means beautiful atmosphere, great service, delicious food, just something my mom would enjoy and have fun, and also consistency. These places, I've always had a good time. It's not risky to take your mom to these spots. You're going to have a nice, solid time.
Consistency is king over there. You don't want to roll the dice when it comes to your mom.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I want to have a good Mother's Day.
Without a doubt. So in order from 5 to 1, give me your number 5 restaurant over here in Tucson. Shane Reiser, Tucson Foodies pick for Mother's Day.
All right. Well, number 5 on my list is Prep and Pastry. They recently got honored by Yelp for being a top 100 brunch spot in the entire country. Great thing about Prep and Pastry, a lot of people know about it because it's so delicious, but they're open every day. Every day, 7 to 11. So if you wanted to get an early start on Mother's Day and not do the whole Mother's Day rush, you could do it the day before, you could do it the day after. And my picks for what to order, usually what I get at Prep and Pastry, they have a shakshuka that I just love. Their breakfast sandwiches are amazing. I usually get the chickpea scramble because I try to eat vegetarian as much as I can, and their chickpea scramble is mad flavor. But, of course, they're known for their pastries, and you never know what they're going to have. But if you look at their Instagram, they've always got beautiful pastries, and they kind of just make stuff every day. So I'm sure you can get some really photo-worthy pastries on the table with your mom at Prep and Pastry.
Now, Prep and Pastry does a great job, owned by Nate Aries, also a veteran here of Jump In Tucson with us as well, too, talking about his restaurants, both Prep and Pastry, Flora's Market Run as well, too, right? The old Time Market located on 6th and Tucson, also part of that particular group. Great local operator, great place. I think that's a great pick for number 5 there, Shane.
Number 4, The Cork. You like The Cork?
I do. I'm a big fan, of course. Like, it's got new ownership in the last year as well, too, right? Glenn and Sally Murphy took that one over from the venerable Jonathan Landine over the last year.
Yep, that's right. No longer Jonathan's Cork, just The Cork now. And the owners are doing a great job. They're open from 12 to 6 on Mother's Day. They've got a special Mother's Day brunch. Just full of stuff that they're known for, which means seafood, prime meats, salads and sweets. My specific picks for The Cork, if you got, I think they have a great oyster bar. They have really good oysters, and their crab cakes are super popular. By the way, I didn't mention this earlier, but make a reservation for Mother's Day. All of these places take reservations I'm mentioning, especially on Mother's Day, and they're filling up fast. So if you've already been convinced, just go make a reservation right now at Prep and Pastry or Cork before they run out.
No, I think that is sage advice. On the list that I had given before, I went through them this morning just to make sure there was still at least some availability on some time slots on their list, because I didn't want to provide restaurants that you absolutely could not positively get into.
Yeah, I did the same, although I couldn't learn if my number 3 pick was full or not. So,
well, let's hear that one over there. Who do we got for number 3, Shane?
Number 3 is one of my favorite spots. I go to their fancy wine dinners all the time, and that's The Grill at Hacienda del Sol up on Sunrise near La Paloma.
That is one of the best brunches.
Yeah, so good, so good. And their wine dinners are incredible. But for Mother's Day, you can go and do all the fun Mother's Day stuff, or you can just order off the full menu. So they're going to have everything there. They've got a pre-fee Mother's Day brunch. It's $95. You can order anything on the menu, but they've also got salads, omelets, pastries, tons of special desserts, and some really cool seafood dishes for Mother's Day.
No, I think they have one of the most impressive brunch buffets and layouts that I've ever seen before. The Grill at Hacienda del Sol, $95 is, of course, a relatively princely sum, right? But if you have perhaps, say, you know, hit it on Bitcoin or sold your local hockey team for $1.2 billion and are moving out of the town but got a little extra scratch over there, you could not go wrong with that brunch over at the Grill at Hacienda del Sol. Certainly a great pick over there for number 3, a beautiful, beautiful property. I would want to check to make sure that reservations were available for that one, though, for sure, because that is a popular but very high-end and beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, one of the places I think is one of the most beautiful restaurants in Tucson. A lot of people know about it, but it's sort of a little bit east. I mean, you'd probably disagree. I'm on the west side, so I call it east. It's a little more midtown. But I'm surprised at how many people haven't discovered this place, and they think of it as a hidden gem, and that is Locale. Locale is beautiful, indoor and out.
I like that you think of Locale as East Side, right? Locale is basically located at Broadway and Alvernon. I would call that Midtown of Midtowns, like mid with a capital M.
Yeah, I've never lived on the east side, so like I think it, of it. I'm sure people on the east side think it's downtown. They have an amazing cafe. A lot of people don't know about that. I love to go to the cafe in the morning. They have more pastries on the counter than I've seen anywhere in Tucson. Beautiful stuff. Great coffee. Outdoor seating is gorgeous. My picks there. I don't think they actually have a specific Mother's Day menu, but you can't go wrong by going to Locale, getting the artichoke appetizer, sharing some of the truffle fries, and then getting your favorite pasta dish. Mine, of course, is the tagliatelle.
Yeah, that's so a good, delicious dish over there. I'm looking them up online over here, and it looks like they're doing brunch from 9 to 3 on Sunday morning. Locale is certainly a very beautiful location. One of the best patios in Tucson, I must say. And this is coming from somebody with a big patio restaurant. So that is quite a compliment to Locale over there. A beautiful spot, a great, well-executed, locally owned restaurant from the group that brings you Contigo as well, too, up at La Paloma. These guys are great. Nick Kreutz and the crew brings it every single time. Consistent and good. I think that's a great pick from Shane Reiser over here, the Tucson foodie. We're going to take a break over here in just a sec. And when we come back, Shane's going to tell us his number one pick for brunch, for a Mother's Day spot for you, picked by the expert of experts, the local foodie, Shane Reiser over here. When we come back after the break, you're listening to Jump in Tucson on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Good morning and welcome back, Tucson, Arizona, to Jump in Tucson with your host, Grant Kruger. We are live with Shane Reiser, the Tucson foodie, and he has been giving us an amazing breakdown of his top five picks for restaurants to take your mom to Mother's Day, either brunch or dinner this Sunday, May 12th. Shane, give us, before we get to your number one pick over here, give us a little bit of breakdown about what's coming up with Tucson Foodie over here. Jump in Tucson happens to be a show that celebrates success stories, and I think that the success of Tucson Foodie is a lot to do with you. What do you guys got coming up over here?
So much, Grant, and I appreciate the question. I'll mention a few things on the top of my mind. I mean, one is to just pay attention to TucsonFoodie.com because our editor, Matt Sterner, is going to be doing all kinds of great stuff for summer. So if you're staying here, if you're not fleeing the heat, you're going to stay here with me and run from tree to tree. you know, we're going to do roundups of, you know, coolest patios to get a bite to eat. You know, great foodie events happening 4th of July. We got Mother's Day, of course. Father's Day is coming up as well. So, you know, we're just going to be your nonstop destination for great food during the summer, and all of our content's always free.
I love that. TucsonFoodie.com is the website there. This is Shane Reiser.
If I can mention, I got a couple of really awesome events coming up. Have you heard of our vegan night market, Grant?
I have not offhand. Do tell.
Okay. So we launched the vegan night market in June of last year, and I thought 300 people would show up, and 1,300 people showed up. So now we do this 4 times a year, and we get 2,000 to 3,000 people. Our next one's on June 1st. It's a fun nighttime event. We've moved it up to the Heirloom Farmers Market Pavilions at Rialto Park so we can expand. We're going to have over 60 food vendors. Everything is 100% vegan. We've got DJs, live tattoo artists, permanent jewelry, so it's not just food. And we've got some really interesting food trucks coming in from out of state
to participate
in this.
That sounds amazing. And
yeah,
that is
really
June 1st? And what's the time on that?
Yeah, it starts at 6 p.m., so and it goes till 10:30. We've got a full bar. Whiskey Del Bach's going to be sampling. It's a good time.
Very cool. The vegan night market, Rialto Park, in the section where the Heirloom Farmers Market sets up underneath those awnings, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Super awesome.
And then we've got tons of dinners. You know, we produce a monthly dinner series. We've got one coming up really interesting with Chef D, I believe her last name is Bouzier, formerly of Sine Thai, right? A legend. She's coming out of retirement to do a dinner with us. We're doing it at Saffron Indian Bistro, and it's going to be a Thai dinner. It's going to be delicious.
Very cool.
About at this point, but I think there's some more tickets left.
I love what they're doing over at Saffron. If you haven't had a chance to check out that cool new patio that they built out over there too. I know it's in a bit of a strip mall, but they've added a lot of awesome outdoor space over there. I think that's a really neat and also underrated restaurant in Tucson.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that one. Are you ready for my number one pick for Mother's Day?
I think so. Our listeners have been chomping at the bit over here to find out what would be the number one restaurant rated by Shane Reiser of Tucson Foodie to take your mom for Mother's Day brunch or dinner in 2024. Why don't you go for it, Shane?
Okay. I picked this spot. I've been many times. It's always delicious, always good service. It's not on the higher end, right? So you can have a great Mother's Day experience without pulling every dollar out of your wallet. I also picked it because just recently, friends of mine, both younger than me and older than me, and I'm 38, went out of their way to, in an unprompted, unsolicited way, just mentioned, man, I went here recently and it was just really, really good. And I didn't realize it was so good, so I'm going to keep going back. It's a French spot. Might be the only. You have to tell me if there's another French spot in town. I know that the Coronet is not French, and Sally will tell you that, but they have a lot of French influence on the menu. But this place is actually French. And they're doing something very special for Mother's Day, right? Some places aren't doing anything particularly special, but they're leaning into it. You can get Mimosas, 2 for $15. And they're doing their Mother's Day menu Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So great opportunity because there's going to be some availability and you don't have to do it on Mother's Day if you don't want to, if you want to avoid the big crowd. And that, so that place is Guinea's.
Guinea's Cafe on Campbell.
Guinea's, yeah. Yeah, that's right. On Campbell and Prince. Open all 3 days this weekend, 2 for $15 Mimosas. And had a couple of things on their menu, on their Mother's Day menu that jumped out at me. Sounded really delicious. So they've got French toast and crepes, as you might imagine. It's a French spot. But they've got, they're covering it with cinnamon butter-infused berry compote whipped cream.
Oh, wow.
And that sounds amazing.
It
yeah,
sure does. Right?
And they've got a burger. It's a roasted red pepper and pesto burger. They're topping it with grilled onions and basil pesto with creamy feta, a little balsamic aioli, and then they put that on a grilled baguette. And they give you a little French pickle on top. So you know that's going to be delicious.
No, that sounds absolutely delicious.
Somebody just texted me and said, hey, man, there is another French spot in town, and it's Rendezvous. Rendezvous. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, La Rendezvous. Yes.
It's on my list. La Rendezvous. Rendezvous.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
So we've got two French spots over here, right? Ginny's French Cafe and La Rendezvous, but the Shane Reiser's number one pick for Mother's Day brunch over here, a great one that won't break your bank. That's Ginny's French Cafe, run by Chef Coralie Sata. She's fantastic, part of the Tucson Originals, very involved in the local restaurant scene as well, too.
I just want to shout out to CJ Ham over there at Toro Corners. He just texted me and told me that I was wrong about the only French spot in Tucson. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, I love our great restaurant listeners over there. CJ is a great operator as well, too, Saguaro Corners. Now, if locale is east side for you, how about Saguaro Corners? Is that New Mexico for you, Shane?
Yeah, basically. It's Texas.
Okay, for Texas. You have heard it here first.
I go over there all the time. I love Saguaro Corners.
No, CJ's
maybe you get to see a javelina on the patio or something. It's great.
No, CJ's a great operator as well, too. Great friend of the show. Great regular customer. I get to see him at occasion over at Union Public House as well, too. Great guy. Shane, I think these are all fantastic picks. You always bring it with amazing locally owned places. And I love that it isn't just all high-end fancy stuff, right? You really made some picks that cover a wide range of budget, a wide range of culinary taste. It is clear that that is why you are the Tucson foodie, sir.
Well, that is our responsibility. Over 30% of the population looks at our website every month. All age ranges, all income brackets. So we've got to make something for everybody.
I love it, Shane. 30% of the time, it works every time. You are putting it together, Tucson Foodie. This is great. I really appreciate you coming on the show today to talk to us. Where can the customers find you, get in touch with you over here? Give us the plug for your website and Tucson Foodie.
Yeah, go to TucsonFoodie.com. And in fact, our Mother's Day roundup is pinned to the top of the homepage. And there, I think there's like 15 or 20 other spots in there, so you can explore some other options.
All great picks, Shane. Great advice. I hope that all of you listeners get the chance to go out locally and eat. And it doesn't have to be on Mother's Day itself as well, too. Although I do warn you out there that both Friday and Saturday are going to be incredibly busy as well, too, as this week does coincide simultaneously with the University of Arizona's graduation. So if mom was looking for a Monday, May 13th, there'd probably be a whole lot of other options for you, including Vivace and Kingfisher, who will open up after their Sunday break as well, too. A humongous thanks to Shane Reiser, the Tucson Foodie. You can find him on TucsonFoodie.com. I appreciate you listening to Jump in Tucson over here. Tomorrow, we've got an amazing show. Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. On Friday, we've got Dr. Ed Ackerley coming. Next week on Jump in Tucson, I am bringing in Steve Spain, candidate for Pima County Supervisor District 1. We have yet to hear a lot from Steve in this election. I'm excited to get the opportunity to talk with him. Shane, thank you very much. Listeners, thank you. Join us again on 9 to 10 a.m. Jump in Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk.